Welcome back here to the Rays Sport and Marine broadcast booth at the Ralph. Final score here of this exhibition game. North Dakota wins it 2-1. The game winner scored on a 4-on-4. Early to mid stages there of the third period. Bemidji State had chances down the stretch. Lots of them, to be honest with you. Again, there was a penalty that was called on North Dakota as time expired, and the Beavers again were pressing. Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers, now joining us outside the Beaver locker room. Tom, you wanted to show your guys some situations, you know, that you can't necessarily simulate in practice, and you got a lot of different situations tonight, didn't you?
Yeah, it was a great exhibition game both ways, and hard-fought game, and there wasn't a lot of easy ice. This was playoff hockey, the first game of the season. So, no, it was a lot of fun out there.
They controlled things early on, and then you controlled things, you know, for big stretches there after, you know, about 5 minutes or so left in the first period, and certainly then the rest of the game as well. Was it just better execution?
Oh, who knows, Schultz? It's a crazy game we play. It's a crazy game. Who knows?
How hard was it just figuring out who's going out there next with 20-some extra guys
on
the bench?
We had a rotation. You know what, we had four guys, so we had a rotation. But then obviously, too, that I had to be on the ball on the bench. I had to be on the ball because I tweak certain things. I'm trying to get guys to play. Certain guys aren't going to play as much, whatever. You're trying to play everybody. You want to get into a rhythm. We had a method to our madness, which I've never done this before. But overall, I think everybody played. I'm not going to sit there and say that everybody played as much as they thought or whatever. But I think we did the best we could. And I said there's going to be times I'm going to default, and I might go to certain guys on a D-zone face-off. Or I'm not worried about winning the game, but I still wouldn't mind winning the game. You know what I mean, Schulte? So, yep. I mean, it goes that way.
I said it before that last face-off. 33 seconds, you come out of the timeout. I'm like, there was no doubt in my mind the six guys that you were going to put out there in that situation.
Why wouldn't we? Those guys got to get in that situation. They got to experience in that situation, absolutely.
All three goalies are playing. That's got to be tough for them, too. But I think that was the biggest question coming into the season for your team is who was going to be the guy. And, you know, this is a great test for all three of those guys.
Yeah, we just got to let it play out.
Season starts for real on Friday. How much more intensity could there be? I don't know that I've ever seen an exhibition game with guys getting cage to cage before.
No,
it's usually see it. Today, so is next week going to be that much different than what your guys saw tonight?
No, heck no. I mean, it's going to be the same thing. I mean, we don't play. That's why we have a rule. We don't play exhibition games against other Division I opponents because, I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, look, there's a reason. But obviously with COVID precautions, and obviously they changed the rule for a year. So, no, but this was a good intro.
See you next week, Tom.
All right, thanks, Schulte.
Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight. Final score here, the Fighting Hawks win 2-1.